paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Hey, Dima, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Hi, good morning, John.
Is this Dima Ali?
Yes, Dima Ali.
You are a jewelry maker, is that right?
I used to up until last week,
Until last week. And now what are you making?
I'm making masks. I'm doing face masks to give away to healthcare providers. Or I actually gave to my mailman. I am just trying to use my skill and my time to do something productive.
So what are you doing? Sewing? Or is this fabric that you're doing?
Yes. So here's a little bit about me. When I was a teenager, I took some classes for like sewing. And I have a small sewing machine that's collecting dust in the basement. You know, I'm not a professional sewing machine. I know my way with the machine. So a few days ago, I was watching ABC 7 Chicago, and I listened to this hospital in Washington. They took a call to seamstresses in the community to help them make face masks and PPEs. What do you call them? PPEs, yes.
Yeah.
And I immediately got inspired. I was like, oh, I have this machine downstairs. Let me go take it out. I said, took it out, and I followed a very simple pattern.
Let me ask you, hold on, Dima. I have a question for you, though. So are you making these for sale or for hospitals? Who is going to get these?
I am giving away these to doctors, nurses, anybody who's in my community. I have requests from doctors,
really?
Ophthalmologists.
But if I may, I'm a little confused by that. There aren't certain specifications. I'm just wondering, it seems to me like I've been hearing that ordinary face masks, in fact, are not being recommended for the general public. I'm wondering how effective these are, how, you know, to code, if you will, they are.
Yes, I understand. And I am not saying I'm doing a professional thing, nor I'm saying I'm doing the actual CDC guideline.
Right.
Whatever, you know, I am trying to work with whatever I can. And honestly, it's all going to fall apart, and it will soon. I'd rather find something to cover my face and my mouth instead of, like, finding a bandana or a bra to put it on my face.
Some people are improvising. Okay, so, but I mean, local hospitals or doctors will be receiving these?
Some hospitals, they accept these. Some, they say no. It depends on the hospital. But so far, the masks I gave away, they went to ophthalmologists, two of them, nurses. A little girl in my town, she has asthma. There are no protective gear. There's a huge shortage of it. And it's such a shame that we're the first world country, and we resort to women in the community to take their sewing machine and start doing this. But desperate time calls for desperate measures.
You know this. You know what I'm reminded of a little bit talking to you, Dima. It was right after 9/11, and there was the head of the FBI. I'm trying to remember who that was, but it was somebody like that. FBI, CIA. It was a federal government figurehead, and at a national press conference, we were all watching, trying to figure out what was going on. President Bush was surely there as well. They said, "We're asking anybody that speaks Farsi, some of the Middle Eastern languages that might be helpful in figuring out what happened." They said, "If anybody speaks Farsi or some of these other languages, please contact the federal government. We need your help." And I thought, how is it that we don't have enough people to speak languages in some of those hot spots around the world? I think a lot of us are doing that now with medical supplies. We're thinking, how is it that the United States does not have something as simple as basic and necessary as sufficient face masks or garments?
I can go on and on this, but I don't have time for pointing fingers. I don't have time to chit-chat. What I have time is to make things and be productive.
I agree. Well, I'm going to let you go, Dima, but is there anything I can do to help you? I mean, or is there a website you want to put out there that people can go to?
I am on Facebook.
You're on Facebook. Okay, so do me this favor. Tell Ashley, our producer today, if folks want to reach out to you or at least see what you're up to, what your Facebook handle is or page is, and we'll put that out there on WGN.